The first hint of Branstad's exit came on the 6th of November during Donald Trump's final campaign rally in Iowa.
And he made some off-the-cuff remark like, well, Governor Branstad can take care of China or something like that.
On that Sunday in Sioux City, Trump started by saying nobody knows more about trade.
You would be our prime candidate to take care of China. He has done so well for the people of Iowa.
First thing I thought, no way Chris would have any interest in doing this.
However, right after the election, the governor left for a previously planned trade mission to China. While he was gone, Branstad's wife Chris and the rest of Branstad's family talked it over. When the governor returned, his wife told him she was intrigued. Then, in early December, Branstad and his wife walked into President-elect Trump's office in New York City.
First thing he said is, your son Eric, he did a great job. He was the state director for me in Iowa, and I just love that guy. And what's his phone number? Let's give him a call. And Chris and I looked at each other. We didn't have our cell phones with, and we don't have his number memorized. So that was kind of an embarrassing moment. And then he looked at Chris and he said, do you really want to do this? And she said, yes. And that was it.
I am now honored to welcome our next ambassador to China, your governor.
This was December 8th, a couple of days after that Trump Tower meeting. Trump brought his post-election thank you tour to Des Moines.
America's longest serving governor in the history of our country. 23 years.
Branstad spoke briefly that December evening.
It has been a great honor and privilege to serve the people of this state. And thanks to our great new president, who's going to make America great again, I am very proud to serve America in this very important role. Thank you very much.
Branstad's preparation for this new role started decades ago when he hosted a provincial official who is now China's president. In 2012, Branstad hosted an elaborate banquet in Des Moines for Xi Jinping.
Coming to Iowa brings back many fond memories. In 1985, during my first visit to the United States, I visited the state of Iowa. And that was my first direct encounter with the people of the United States.
Through his interpreter that night, Xi said he wanted to deepen the relationship between the Chinese and American people. Branstad expressed similar sentiments as he and Xi, who was China's vice president at the time, delivered formal toasts.
Please join me in raising our glasses to our longtime friend, Vice President Xi Jinping, and the long-lasting friendship between Iowa and China.
Now I'd like to propose a toast to the health of Mr. Governor and Mrs. Branstad, to our friendship, and to an even better tomorrow of the China-U.S. cooperative partnership. Cheers.
Ganbei.
Now, after months of waiting, the Senate confirmation process kicks into gear. Branstad will appear before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Tuesday for a hearing. A vote in the full Senate is expected soon, and Branstad could be confirmed as ambassador to China before the end of May. Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.